Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7, 1330, KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 7:30 on a Monday. Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says a truck belonging to a 67-year-old man killed last week has been found. Sheriff's Office now investigating the death of the truck's owner as a homicide. Lieutenant Tim Myers says John Gaffney's pickup had been missing since he was found dead in his home July 7th. Myers did not indicate where the 1997 Dodge truck was found. Anyone with information regarding this crime is asked to contact Sedgwick County Sheriff's Investigations or Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. One of the men accused of killing a semi-pro football player in Wichita last summer has been sentenced to life plus 13 months in prison.
A jury convicted Richie Randall Jr. of Wichita in May of first-degree premeditated murder and criminal discharge of a firearm in the death of 19-year-old Timothy Golden. Golden was found shot to death in his apartment in July 2017. He was a tight end for the Kansas Cougars, a semi-pro team based in Wichita. Investigators say Randall and two other men, Dakari Sanders and Larry Triplett, fired more than a dozen rounds in Golden's apartment. Randall won't be eligible for parole until he spends at least 50 years in prison. Sanders and Triplett have not yet been tried in the case. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Air Force says McConnell Air Force Base in Wichita will likely receive its first KC-46 air refueling tanker by October. An Air Force official says flight testing to bring the tanker has been finished. McConnell will be the first base to receive the tanker that uses the Boeing 767 passenger airplane as its airframe. Flight testing for the first delivery was completed July 6th in Seattle.
Washington, D.C. Metro's largest union has overwhelmingly voted to allow its leader to proceed with a strike. Union Vice President Raymond Jackson says the workers not only need these negotiations, but they deserve it.
We move this city. We move this city. We get up when it's snowing, when it's 100 degrees. We're out here every day moving this city.
If it's authorized, 8,000 Metro workers could go on strike, and it could affect more than 600,000 daily commuters.
They were not on their way to a fire. It was a unique police pursuit.
Imagine all the bells and whistles for this one. Police in Northern California chased a stolen fire truck across four counties during a wild high-speed pursuit lasting 2 hours. The Sacramento Metro Fire District truck, worth about $1 million, was taken from the scene of a small grass fire Saturday. The truck was eventually stopped on State Route 70 near Lake Oroville, and a man and woman are under arrest. A fire department spokesman says the truck had to be towed back for extensive repairs. Photos show a front wheel down to its rim. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Police in Bel Air, Kansas are becoming frustrated with the increase in speeders in a detour zone along North Oliver.
Construction on 45th Street and Hillside has diverted traffic to the area of Oliver Street between 37th and 53rd Street North. Because of this, there has been an increase in traffic, speeders, and collisions. Bel Air Police Chief Darrell Atterbury says his officers have written over 125 speeding tickets since construction began in late May. Despite the 40-mile-per-hour zone speed limit, officers have clocked drivers as high as 67 in the detour zone. Speeding, especially in detour zones, is a public safety issue. The department has installed extra speed limit signs along Oliver and orange flags to draw attention to the speed limit. Bel Air Police say they don't want to write tickets, but they will be forced to if people ignore the law. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A few isolated thunderstorms are going to be possible just about anywhere today. Some folks will see no rain at all. Others may get some brief heavy rain with any storm that develops, or high this afternoon close to 90. Isolated thunderstorms will continue through this evening. The overnight low 73. And again, a few pop-up storms Tuesday with a high 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now we have a cloudy sky with a scattered rain around the Wichita area. 77 degrees. We have a northeast wind at 9 miles per hour. 7:34 now, Steve and Ted here on a Monday, July 16th, 2018, and we had scattered rain across central Kansas over the weekend. Had rain in my neighborhood, and other neighborhoods didn't have it yesterday afternoon. High temperature yesterday, a toasty 99 degrees. But yeah, Riverside, Ted, for about an hour, a nice, gentle summer rain. But my son in Derby said they got nothing, and you didn't get anything on the east side of town.
I didn't think
that was that's been very spotty, very spotty.
And
rain.
We have more rain today, rain today.
Yes,
in Wichita area.
It is spotty. A Wyoming city has discovered its potted plants have literally gone to pot. Officials in Powell believe pranksters planted marijuana seeds in city-owned flower pots this spring, leading unsuspecting city workers to water and care for them.
Mm.
The Powell Tribune reports city parks and recreation staff noticed the unauthorized greenery late last month while watering the pots, including one not far from the police station.
It's a Seth Rogen movie. What's going on?
Park Superintendent Del Barton says workers pulled two plants June 29th, took them to the police. Another was found a couple of days later. And Police Chief Roy Eckert believes the clandestine cultivating is somebody's sense of humor. Having a little joke there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got these public pots. They want to put flowers in around
the city. That would never happen in Wichita.
It was in Powell, Wyoming. Powell, Wyoming. Good morning. Well, yesterday was the 15th of June. Today's the 16th. And the 15th is the day that I try to remember every year because it's the day I started in radio. 1970. On
you
June,
mark 48 years in the radio business.
July 15th is my starting year goodness. Number 49. And, yeah, so there you go. Started at KWBB.
In 1970. Summer of 70.
Summer of 70, yes. It was fun.
Was there any shag carpeting in the radio station?
Not there. We had a linoleum floor. In fact, that first newsroom I worked in was terrific.
Was it was all some wood paneling?
No, but it was all the board, if I can describe the console, was all these different pieces of electronics have been patched together over the years.
So it was kind of like Frankenstein's lab?
Yeah, it looked like you got these lights up there, and I had no idea what I was doing. But I knew enough that, you know, I said, where's that? Oh, the red one, microphone. Start talking, you know. Go,
and
here we go.
And thus the career began.
Thus the career. 7:36 now with Steve and Ted, and it is time for Mondays with the Mayor with Steve and Ted. And Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
I'm absolutely certain someone saw you when you were a young man and said, that's going to be a future Marconi Award winner.
Who would have seen that? Nobody. No, come on. The potential to be maybe, I don't know, nothing. Okay. Listen, go ahead.
That's pretty awesome, though. That says a lot. If you can last 49 years in the radio business, that's awesome.
It just shows that I'm not good enough to go to another market. That's all that shows, Jeff. right, Ted?
Well, I'm in the same boat with you.
There we are. Mayor, one of the things I got to talk to you about today, I ask you about today, is the golf situation, because I think you didn't know you were going to open that can of worms when you talked about closing Clapp Park, but I know there's been a lot of public input. What's the status right now? What's going on?
So we don't know for sure exactly what's going to happen. I know Park Board recommended that we shut down Clapp Park after the end of this golf season. We still think there's some other options, and so we're going to pursue some of those. So we really don't know yet. We need to have some conversations about looking at other options. How can we maybe make some kind of design change out there that might inspire more play? You know, we've been aggressively advertising our golf courses over the last several years. There are just fewer people playing golf.
Well, there you go. That has something to do with it anyway. So over the weekend, my wife and I we drove right down Douglas, right down through the middle of town one day, and it was fun. I was new construction going. That Cargill building's awesome. And new construction, people were out having a great time in Old Town, and over in Delano, we drove right east to west across there, and it's pretty exciting down there. I think we got a good story to tell.
Isn't it amazing, though, how much traffic you see now? Even without there being an event downtown, you see families walking the Douglas corridor, the river corridor, hanging around Delano. There certainly are more family-friendly options now than there were a few years ago, and you can see the investment that's being made in the core of our city, and I'm I'm excited about it.
Yeah, and you point out something. You use the word family, and that's really, really nice that folks can. And I did. I saw families down there, and it's a place where you can feel safe and a very wholesome atmosphere down there.
And that Cargill building is going to be absolutely a gem. And I walked through it a few weeks back, and it really looks nice. They are excited about just the ability to recruit people, being in the heart of the city and in a state-of-the-art building and having some great opportunities around the area for places to live. They're seeing some of their new hires just fill up downtown.
All right. Well, and again, we're still looking at the ongoing problem or challenge, we should say, of finding people to move in here and take all the jobs. I mean, we're just out there dangling like worms on the end of a fish hook there.
Well,
we need some people.
It's not quite that analogy, but we are aggressively pursuing talent to come back to Wichita, and I think we have a pretty good game plan to encourage that.
All right, so I know this is not your area, but it's amazing. We're talking about a rash of drownings in Oklahoma. We had two over the weekend here in the Wichita area, men drowning, and one in a pool, one in a lake in this area. Wow, what can you say? That's just amazing to me. I guess people don't wear their life preservers when they're around lakes. Even though I'm a pretty good swimmer, I think I'd say keep that life preserver on all the time around a lake anywhere.
Yeah, typically, you know, and who knows, people tend to drink some adult beverages and hang out in the water. It's probably not a great combination if you don't have your life preserver on, but we're the same way. When you're out in lake water, you never know what you're going to come across, and it's just a good, safe practice to keep a life preserver on.
All right, one last question, and that is, when are we going to have affiliated baseball in town? You got something new to tell us today?
Nothing new to talk about. But, we feel like we'll have some great news here, hopefully soon.
I have just finished a book by Keith Hernandez, who was a great Major League Baseball player for the Cardinals and the Mets, mm-hmm. and then he was on Seinfeld. In his book, he has a lot in there about when he played at Tulsa, playing against the Wichita Arrows, and what great teams we had with the Wichita Arrows back in the day. So,
right.
It's kind of fun to read about that and remember the Arrows and when they started here.
Absolutely.
All right. Affiliated baseball, bring it back. Bring it back.
Bring it back. You know, obviously, we've got to take care of that venue first, and there's just not a whole lot we can save over there at Lawrence Dumont. It's more tired than you are.
Really? Well,
I love
that. Okay, that's it. You got me. Remember, I am a registered voter.
Ow! Burn!
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As always, we appreciate your time and your insight. And
thank you.
Whatever. Thank you, sir. 7:42 now, Stephen. Mondays with the mayor. And Longwell gets one, at least.
One to one.
Yeah, he nailed it.
That was good.
Very good. 7:42 now, Stephen. Coming up, editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal talking about a huge air show this week in Europe. Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.